Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC comes from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier. Good afternoon. I'm your host, Lori Neufeld. It's my pleasure to introduce today the 9th Army Band here as guests on Alaska Live. Who would like to have the pleasure of introducing the band? And
hello, I'm Chief Warrant Officer Jeff Price. I'm the commander of the band.
Thanks for coming in, Jeff.
Thank you. And what we have is an acoustic version of our rock band called On Thin Ice. And so today we're going to plug our concert on the 18th of December here. That's tomorrow night at Lathrop High School's Herring Auditorium.
Great. And they have plug-ins there in the parking lot.
Yes, they do. So we don't have to worry about the minus 40s
going
out there and not having a car that can start.
That's right.
But through the course of the hour, we'll share some musical moments, but also tell you a little bit about what we do and what you can expect from the concert tomorrow night.
Great. And the band members consist of?
Band members, of course, Staff Sergeant Kat Williams over here. And then we have Sergeant Alex Womack. I always get this one messed up because I serve with his brother, but here's Sergeant Paul Krasalski.
Good job.
Sergeant George Padilla. And we have Sergeant Kendra Scott back here.
All right. What will we be hearing first?
We'll do Frosty the Snowman.
All right.
Started out with some Christmas music, a little Frosty the Snowman to get things going today.
Thumpity thump thump thumpity thump thump, look at that Frosty go. Thumpity thump thump thumpity thump, over the hills of snow. Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul.
Version of that song. It was really fun. And that brings me to a question of who does the arranging and writing for your band, because I've never heard that version of Frosty the Snowman with the traffic cop and all that.
The arrangement that we used for Frosty, this was actually taken from just a Christmas standards book, but we also have arrangements in the band that are done in-house. We have Sergeant Justin Smith, who does arrangements for the band, among others. And I apologize, I don't know all the names of the arrangers, but for this particular one, we had a standards Christmas book. We've also got some jazz standards from what's called a Christmas reel book. It's standard Christmas fare for us.
Fun. And I understand that you put together a special ensemble to fit into the KUAC studios. And so you wouldn't, you know, have to put 20 of you in here because there might be 20 or more on the auditorium stage at Herring Auditorium tomorrow night. Jeff Price.
Yes. And of course, tomorrow for the show, it's going to be our way to celebrate and thank you, the community, for your support of the Army and our military. Admission's free. It's at 7 o'clock. And it's going to have an hour, a little bit more than an hour, of all the holiday music that best represents the musical traditions of our great country. And so consequently, you're going to hear some things for the concert band. You're going to hear the jazz combo. You're going to hear the rock band. You're going to hear the acoustic group that you're hearing now. You're going to hear the show band. And then we'll all come back together, do a holiday sing-along. We'll also do some patriotic standards that make us Army musicians a part of what we do, a way to say thank you to all the veterans there. And it should be a nice, enjoyable time for everyone.
Right on. And so that's a lot of different band combinations that you have going. And that's the unique thing about the 9th Army Band, I think, that you can do so many different combinations.
Yeah, being an Army musician, your focus is on serving the customer. And so consequently, whatever kind of music that is called for by a particular occasion, whether it be a protocol event at an embassy or going overseas and playing for troops at a mess hall, or it be here at KUAC, we sort of have to adapt. It's sort of a hallmark of, I guess, all soldiers, flexibility, adaptability,
yep.
Overcoming.
Well, let's head on to another song, and then we'll talk a little bit more about what you guys do.
Well, let's keep the Christmas cheer going. We'll do some Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen. Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then all the reindeer loved him, and they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
I almost shouted out Whoopee. What's next on the set list?
Want to move on? We'll stay with the Christmas? Okay, so we'll keep with the Christmas. And
that was such a short one. It was so fun. But
all three on this one? Okay.
All right, we're going to get the women to sing some too here. Not yet. Okay. Well, we're going to save that for a little bit.
Yeah, we'll keep the Christmas cheer going here. Let's do Up on the Housetop. So.
Up on the housetop, reindeer paws. Out comes good old Santa Claus. Down through the chimney with lots of toys. Oh, for the little ones, Christmas joys. Jackson.
That's great. And you had two percussionists working it there. And the 12-string guitar turned into a nice little drum on that one.
Yeah, just from time to time.
Yes. And am I understanding that you're beating on a very new guitar? Is that what happened?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We just got some new ones in, and they sound good.
Yeah, that's
great. First day out.
They're very shiny.
Well, they won't stay that way.
Right, they get used a lot. And you didn't spare any on the inlays and stuff. They're beautiful, and they sound great. So I'm glad that they're getting one of their maiden voyages here at KUAC. It's my understanding that you play every Soldier Home. And can you paint a picture for me what that might be like or what that entails?
Well, here, I'll get started and then they can take it over to maybe what we did early in the season when we played the Strikers Home. But last year was a very special or a very unique time in Army Alaska. Last December, when we had our holiday concert, over 9,000 of the 13,000 soldiers assigned to Army Alaska were overseas. And so during the course of the year, as the missions ended, they came home. And so now, out of the 13,688 down to the dot of the soldiers that make up Army Alaska, only around 240 are deployed overseas.
Wow.
And so consequently, let's see. Hey, Sergeant Padilla, you give us a good heads up about some of our troop deployments and things that we've done.
Oh yes, over the years, we kind of, Army bands as a whole, Army musicians as a whole, they've deployed to many different countries, kind of stretching experiences and utilizing a lot of what's a good word for it. Utilizing a lot of their experiences at home, taking it overseas to kind of give the soldiers a bit of a taste of what they were experiencing at home, because it is really easy to kind of to miss home. I mean, being so far away, and that's what our Army musicians and Army bands in general do, especially when they're deployed. My experiences when I was deployed with an Army band was exactly like that. We simply just took all the songs that, and it was as simple as, you know, asking soldiers, you know, what's your favorite song?
Nice.
You know, what reminds you of home? What reminds you of your family?
So you take requests then?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And some groups don't do that, some groups do, but it's always nice to kind of, because then it almost, that soldier that you're playing in front of, it almost tells them, hey, you know what? We care about you. We're not just here playing a song. We're actually here, you know, giving you a piece of home. And that's really what we're there for.
And music and songs make such an emotional connection that it makes sense that those are the connections that are very strong with, you know, you going out and playing for the troops in the, you know, away and then playing for them when they come back too, because music just creates emotion, and so it's a great way to welcome them home.
And so I'm going back to what happens at a troop return.
Yeah.
They happen at a couple different places on Fort Wainwright. And what we did last March, February and March, especially when we played the Aviators back from 16th Combat Aviation Brigade, and then when we played the Strikers back, is that they have a special holding area, the alert holding area, and they start calling all the families from the family readiness group saying, your soldier is going to arrive at such and such a time. And so they land at Eielson Air Force Base, they give up their weapons, they have all their final briefings, and they bus them from Eielson from the up to the alert holding area.
Oh.
At this time, everybody that hasn't seen their spouse, they're all dressed real well because it's the first time they've seen them in a while, and all the kids are there frenetically playing. And then at this time, you have a commercial band or the rock band, something that is just there so that as mom or dad is sort of just a little stressed waiting for that final moment to happen, the band's playing in the background, playing music that the kids know in the background, given so that they can go a little crazy and be allowed to be.
Yeah.
And so it's a nice, healthy emotional release that we're able to give them. And so that sort of sets the scene so that then around 10 minutes, when you get the little phone calls and saying, they just passed the Santa Claus house.
They're at the North Pole.
They've just passed the main gate. And so at that point, we go into a more ceremonial mode where we start playing these patriotic marches. And then they have this special screen at the alert area where you know, because the gate goes up. And you know, behind that gate, all the soldiers are there. And they're all coming off the buses. And they're all lining up. And all of a sudden, you can hear either the sergeant major call them to attention, tell them to fall in. And you know it's about ready to happen. And at that time, you hear this big left face, forward march. And we play them in with something like the Grandiosa from the Stars and Stripes Forever. Mm-hmm. And the crowd's just crazy. And after 1 minute, they're all in formation. They're ready to see their loved ones. The general gets up there. He welcomes them home, congratulates them on a great mission, and says, dismissed. And that's a great thing for an Army musician to be able to be a part of that experience.
And you get to be a part of every one of those experiences. That's an amazing role you play.
Yeah, the diversity of what our job allows us to do as Army musicians is different than what a civilian musician would that just plays on a weekend or plays for certain occasions. I mean, there's not a part of an Army occasion, a tradition that an Army band, an Army musician is not a part of. If you've ever gone to a ceremony of any kind, and if you didn't have the Army musician, it would just be a lot of people talking. Mm-hmm. And so the music adds to the event. The music is there for a reason. And it has a special significance. If you look at an Army flag, and test everybody listening to do this, when you go back and you see an Army flag, it actually has a drum and drumsticks, because Army musicians have been a part of the Army since 1775, when the Continental Congress established the Army.
They've been they played an important role throughout.
Yeah, whether it be to move troops on the battlefield, sometimes to care for troops on the battlefield. 32 Medal of Honor recipients were Army musicians. And so consequently, we have a big history. And so even someone like Sergeant Williams or Sergeant Padilla that just recently deployed, whether they were tasked out to do some extracurricular duty to guard the base or to take care of another function in addition to their providing morale and support or motivation for a soldier. We're all soldiers that have volunteered in an all-volunteer force to put ourselves in any position so that we can serve our country.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have more to ask you, but I want to hear, maybe another song or two, and then we'll
move on.
Yeah? Ready? The Ninth Army Band joins me here for Alaska Live to play on KUAC.
We're going to go ahead and take it outside of the Christmas genre for a couple songs.
Would you mind introducing yourself?
Sure. I'm Staff Sergeant Kat Williams. I'm a vocalist with the Ninth Army Band.
Great.
Three little birds sat on my window, and they told me I don't need to worry. Summer came like cinnamon, so sweet. Little girls double dutch on the concrete. Maybe sometimes we got it wrong, but it's all right. The more things seem to change, the more they stay the same. Don't you hesitate, girl, put your record on. Tell me your favorite song. Just go ahead, let your hair down. Sapphire and faded jeans, I hope you get your dreams. Just go ahead, let your hair down. You're gonna find yourself somewhere, somehow. Blue as the sky, sunburnt and lonely, sipping tea in the bar by the roadside. Just relax, just relax. Don't you let those other boys fool you. Gotta love that afro hairdo. Maybe sometimes we feel afraid, but it's alright. The more things stay the same, the more they seem to change. Don't you think it's strange? Girl, put your records on. Tell me your favorite song. Just go ahead, let your hair down. Sapphire and faded jeans. I hope you get your dreams. Just go ahead, let your hair down. You're gonna find yourself somewhere. Somehow, 'twas more than I could take. Pity for pity's sake, some nights kept me awake. I thought that I was stronger. When you gonna realize that you don't even have to try any longer? Do what you want to, girl, put your record on. Tell me your favorite song, just go ahead, it's your hair.
Staff Sergeant Williams, you have such a soulful voice.
Thank you, Lori.
One of my questions that, you know, it came up when you were talking about the difference between being a civilian musician and being an Army musician is you play, you know, all these ceremonies and these gigs that are way different. And did any of you think when you were growing up that you would end up being an Army musician or in a military band?
Definitely not. I know, especially for me, a friend of mine and I were in the band in high school together. And even before that, we started in grade school. And she joined as a saxophone player into the Army band. And I had a Marine recruiter come ask me if I wanted to join the Marine Corps. So I auditioned for them. That's actually something that we have to do in the military. You have to audition for this job.
Okay, yeah.
So we're not just in right. as a musician, you know.
Right. Like, I want to be a musician. Yeah,
exactly.
Gotcha. You audition.
Yeah, I auditioned for the Marine Corps, and it's a little scary. So I decided to go with the Army instead. So that's pretty much how I joined. I never expected to be a musician. I think I knew that I was going to be in the military somehow, but never as a musician. So it's been a great ride. I've been in for 10 years myself.
Wow.
So halfway there.
Yeah. Halfway there. You can retire after another 10?
Yes.
Great.
No, and I think the interesting thing is that being in the Army gives your music purpose. So many other jobs where when you play, you're not exactly sure why you're doing it. When an Army musician is at an event, you know it's a special event. And so even like for the holiday concert, the reason why it's special is because it's for the community. It's to say thank you to them for your support. Otherwise, we wouldn't be having it. And in the same way, when we were in San Antonio serving together, Sergeant Williams and I, when we played for Warrior Transition Units playing for wounded soldiers, we're doing that to say thank you and to support them, to encourage them. When you're encouraging a soldier on the front lines for a deployment like Sergeant Padilla, you're doing that for someone. When someone retires, when someone passes away, when you have the bugler there at that last final respect, that for that last full measure of devotion, the Army musician is there, and it gives your music purpose.
Mm-hmm. We talked about that at a house concert that I attended, and the musicians there just felt so well respected because when they started playing, everybody was quiet and everybody was on the same page. And, you know, not all musicians get that. And so I think that that's part of, you know, the joy of playing the ceremonies you do.
One of a good example to bring up, just prior to coming to the 9th Army Band, I served over in Virginia at Army Training and Doctrine Command Band, otherwise known as TRADOC. And for 77 years, TRADOC had a concert on post on Fort Monroe called Music Under the Stars. And there were people that attended, to Chief's point about it being special, there were people who had attended all 77 years, who had been there since they were little kids running around in the grass on post, and who had memories of all 77 seasons of that concert series. And again, once again, to Chief's point, it's to be a part of something special like that. I know when I was a kid, I started a musician early, but I never thought I'd be.
How young were you when you started? Did you start playing guitar?
I started when I was a teenager, like 13 or 14.
Guitar, yes.
Mm-hmm. But I didn't envision myself in an army band. I wanted to be a rock star and all that stuff. But
and now you get to do both.
Yeah, now I get to marry two disparate elements.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Because you're part of the rock band also in the army. Great. And their name is?
The rock band.
The rock band,
On Thin Ice.
On Thin Ice. Okay. And you're the acoustic version of On Thin Ice here today for Alaska Live.
Absolutely.
Love the name. Okay, so do we have a next song ready? They're all pointing at each other to, introduce it, I think.
Yeah, we'd like to change it up. My name is Sergeant George Padilla, and we'd like to take it to a surfer rock flavor with one of a big musical influence on me, Mr. Jack Johnson.
Nice. And Sergeant Padilla, you're playing the cajon there, and it's a box.
It is a wooden box, and
Full of joy.
And
rattling things.
It's acoustically engineered so that it provides low frequencies as well as high frequencies. So it's a kind of a do-all. Plus, it's a chair for me as well.
That's nice, because a lot of times the drummer has all sorts of things to bring in,
Yeah.
And this is nice.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. And it almost sounds like you have a bass drum and a snare drum all at the same time.
Oh, yes.
Cool. Well, all right. So you're playing a Jack Johnson song. Jack Johnson, he's a great acoustic guitar player.
Cause no one
likes to be laid down. Seems to me that maybe pretty much always means no. So don't tell them, don't mind, let it go. Oftentimes
great job on that cover of the Jack Johnson tune. The Ninth Army Band, the On Thin Ice Band, joins me. It's the acoustic version, and it's a part of the U.S. Army Alaska Army Arctic Warrior Band. And Arctic is in the name. How are you guys adjusting? I don't know if any of you are from Alaska, but how are you guys adjusting to being here? We know it's, I'll do a weather check right now. Oh, it's 42 below. There's a dense ice fog warning. You know, it's a little bit of a reality here.
I think the greatest person up here would be Sergeant Williams, who just came up here from Fort Drum, New York, oftentimes called a very difficult assignment for cold and snow and different things like that. Sergeant Williams, what would you describe Fairbanks weather like right now?
I'm just going to use one word, insane. Mm. It is very cold here. I know a lot of my friends that came from Fairbanks to Fort Drum, New York, basically Watertown, New York, they said that it was colder in New York than it is here. I beg to differ.
Maybe it was like damper and there was a little more wind or something in New York. And so that made it feel pretty darn cold. But
it's very true. But there's nothing compared to negative 40.
It feels almost deathly. Yeah, I yes. know. I know.
Agreed.
Very appropriate word to describe that.
Yeah.
I mean, in Fort Drum, you don't have to do our ALIT training, which is basically us training outside in the negative temperatures with all of our gear.
Yeah.
We have to make sure that it works in these temperatures. So,
wow.
We don't do that training at Fort Drum. So I would say Alaska is definitely very cold.
So how long do you spend outside in like 40 below to do that training? How long in a time do you stay out there?
The good thing is we always temper some things for out of respect for the weather.
Yes.
But every Army soldier in Alaska does a thing called Army Light Individual Training. And we have a great school, the Northern Warfare Training Center here at Fort Wainwright. But down at Black Rapids, down near Fort Greeley, they have a special site where we go.
And you'll, it's beautiful down there,
oh,
too.
Oh, it's wonderful, wonderful, and a great glacier. But you'll see a lot of soldiers, well, I'm not wearing my uniform with my little Arctic tab. They go down, and you train on how to survive the elements. And so every Arctic warrior, one of America's Arctic warriors that's here, has the opportunity to go down there and train. And then you bring that back to your unit. And so it's peculiar. As an Army musician, you have this opportunity as a member of the United States Army to learn how to use your assigned equipment. And it's great because it allows you to be safe, but then there are practices you can take home to your family, too.
Yeah.
There are things that all Alaskans do to remain healthy in this kind of environment.
Cover up your face if it's that cold so you don't breathe in 40 below air.
Exactly.
That's one of the things.
I tell you, and one of the things, even though if it might be a little chilly tomorrow night at Lathrop High School's Herring Auditorium, we're going to have a holiday concert. It's free. It's at 7 o'clock. We'll hopefully have you out the door around 8:15 to 8:20, but we're going to warm your hearts and minds, bring you back from something from kids to 1 to 92. Mm-hmm. We're really going to thank you for all your support in the community, especially last year when so many of us have come home from the deployments.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's tomorrow night at 7 at Herring. Very
yes.
cool.
Now, another person you were talking about of different things about becoming an Army musician. We have one person in this room that's not an Army musician quite yet.
Yeah?
But she's serving as an Army musician, and she might be able to come up and tell her story of her time in Alaska because she does have a unique story. Sergeant Kendra Scott, can you come up and tell us how you got to Alaska, what you did, and then how you got to us? And this would be a perfect segue for her to sing for you.
Yes. Hey, welcome to KUAC and Alaska Live, Sergeant Scott.
Thank you.
Where did you call home before this?
Oh, I'm from Somerville, Texas. And I joined the Army in 2005, and I came in as a logistics specialist, which is basically supply. And I've always loved music. I've always wanted to do music, so I decided to try to transition over to the band field, and that's what I've been doing. I was fortunate enough to get the opportunity, so that's what I've been doing.
So you...
Yes, right after my deployment in 2009.
Wow. So you entered the Army and then are going into the band after a few years of being in the Army.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's wonderful to find your calling, too. And you're a singer and...
Clarinet player.
Clarinet player. Very nice. So will you be doing both on stage tomorrow night?
Yes.
Cool.
You're and a dual threat.
She is a dual threat. It's true. And I bet a lot of you play all kind of different instruments. Like, I'm sure you play all kind of different percussion instruments. And some of you guys sing and play guitar. And you sing and play clarinet. That's great. And where did you say that you your home is?
Texas.
Texas. What does your family say when you talk about Alaska and 40, 50 below?
Well, we've been up here 6 years, so
yeah.
I can't say we're used to it, but we know it's coming, so so yeah.
Have you been able to share with them any of the fun times out in the cold, like, you know, throwing the really hot cup of coffee in the air and hear it come whistling down and not even and vanish?
No, but we said we're going to do that before we leave, so this winter,
okay,
definitely, yes.
And if I can share with you, if you haven't done this yet, get out just, you know, the kids' bubbles and blow bubbles, and you can shatter them. It takes like 40 below, but, I mean, it's fun in the cold.
Nice.
That's
today
awesome.
Would be the perfect day.
Yes, today would be the perfect day to go out and shatter some bubbles. Well, thank you. And I hear that you're going to sing the next one.
Yes.
All right. What do we have on the set list?
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Great.
To bring it back to the holiday flavor.
Around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday.
really fun version. And for our listeners at home, you weren't using any lyrics sheets over there. And so just a little secret, a little fun fact. It's great. And I don't know if that's what was on the iPhone, but I, you know, whatever. No, no. You're recording yourself, I think. For sure. Has there always been an Army band at Fort Wainwright since it was here, established here?
No, it hasn't. It's come and gone as seasons have changed. This band started during World War II, and it started in New Guinea, then moved to Japan and the Philippines, made its way to Alaska through Fort Richardson, and then up to Old Ladd Air Base. And then it was discontinued, and back in November of 1995, it restarted. So we've been back a part of this community for the past 20-some-odd years and trying to be we're soldiers that live and work in your community.
That's interesting that this band started in New Guinea. It probably wasn't the Arctic Warriors band when it started there.
No, it wasn't.
That would be constituted as maybe the polar opposite, no pun intended. But.
It was the bipolar band. So how many years ago did it come to Fort Wainwright for the first time? Quite a few.
Somewhere between 1970 and 76, it came up to Ladd Air Base. Yeah. But according to our paperwork, the peculiar thing up here in our little place that we are on post, we're in one of the oldest buildings on post. It's an old elementary school. And so when the family started coming up to Ladd way back in the 1940s, that's when they started having children and their families come up. And so when they built the new elementary school on post, then the band got the hand-me-down of the school. And it's a wonderful hand-me-down. After I guess it's almost 70 years, they finally refurbished it, and we just got all the sinks that were all the child-sized sinks and everything from the elementary school. They just got renovated so that when you go around the building, it still looks like an elementary school, but it's a wonderful facility for an Army band with lots of space.
And how many are there in the Army band?
There are 40 of us.
Oh, wow.
And so consequently, this is a great example of what Army musicians do with what the talent and skills we have. Because we're in Army Alaska, and because of who we serve and what we represent, and especially like in the winter of what kind of environment we play for, we have different kind of musical groups that will excel here as opposed to, say, in Texas. Mm-hmm. And so, for example, when we were in Texas, we had a really good Latin band.
Yeah.
Because of the demographics here and because there's not a lot of opportunities to play, we can still do it, but we don't have a Latin group.
You don't know how much some warm Latin music
it would warm. Now, during the show, we do have a little Latin music, though, you. But consequently, this acoustic group is a perfect example of how we adapted the resources for the group, because it came about as Sergeant Krasulski got here last February, and we realized we didn't have a group with all these small confined places that you have to play in Alaska, whether it's someone's home or in a small room where everybody's trying to talk, and you don't want to interfere with those conversations. And so this kind of a group is a perfect mobile group that can not only jump on a Blackhawk and go into a deployed environment, but it can go over to the general's house, which they just were on Friday, where they could play and entertain for him as well, but then also be able to come into a radio station or just go into a music school and perform. And it's something that we can, that each of us embraces. We all understand the guitars, and it's always fun to see the cajon, which is C-O-J-O-N for the Google searchers out there. But that's an example. So even the same way, we have a Wuwin Quintet, we have a bigger brass ensemble that's meant for like big enough to play in a hangar, because for the majority of the year, we can't play outside. It's too cold. So when you're in a hangar, you can't have everybody because then it just gets a little boomy. So we have the right size groups to fit the environment that we have to serve in.
Yeah. Yeah, there comes a time where the trumpet players can't put their lips on a mouthpiece, or else they get stuck to them.
Even though we do play a concert in February, or the Ferrandi Festival down in Anchorage.
Oh, yeah.
And so when we do that, that is the one time of year that we go out in the sub-zero temperatures and purposefully play outside.
That really wreaks havoc on tuning everything.
We play a freeze march where all the tuning slides and valves are frozen into a particular position, and you have a plastic mouthpiece.
Oh.
And so the percussionists play with all their gloves on, and then so do all the brass players, because when they play, the main thing is not to hit a valve without it being frozen, because it'll stick there when you touch it. And so then you have a poor soldier trying to unstick the mistake that they had. But we have a couple songs designed specifically. They're more like bugle calls, really.
Yeah. That's so interesting that you have a way of even playing outside in sub-zero temperatures. And I never even thought about the fact that you would use a plastic mouthpiece. That's ingenious. All right. What's next?
We're gonna stick with some holiday cheer, and we're gonna call up Sergeant Cat Williams so that we can play a little "Merry Christmas, Baby."
Merry Christmas, baby. Oh, you sure do treat me right. Oh, Merry Christmas, baby. Oh, you sure do treat me right. Well, you gave me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm lit up like paradise. On the radio, baby, I'm feeling fine this morning. I got music on the radio. Well, I'd love to hug and kiss you, baby, while you're standing underneath the mistletoe. Well, Santa came down the chimney about 3:30. Left all these presents that you see here for me. Oh, oh, Merry Christmas, baby. Well, you sure been good to me. No, I haven't had a drink this morning, but I'm lit up like a Christmas tree. Oh, 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 oh. Sarge Przolski. Thank you.
happy holidays right back at you. So I wanted to ask you if in your travels, you've gone to like other places than Alaska and even the U.S., do you play with other military bands in other countries, or is that something that you just dream about?
Well, this year's been special. It's been the busiest year in the history of the band. Normally, when you see the band around, it's usually for a ceremony on Fort Wainwright or down at Eielson. Some of the other traditional norms in Fairbanks, like our holiday concert tomorrow at Lathrop High School. You have Festival Fairbanks events at the Golden Heart Plaza in the summer with Julie Emfer and her team. They also hold the Veterans Day celebration. We also do the Memorial Day and Independence Day celebrations at Pioneer Park. And you see it's the Midnight Sun Festival, the Golden Days Festival, Tenino Valley State Fair, and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
The band did something very unusual. We sent 9 soldiers to Japan. And you'll see a lot of things in the news about the Army's focus on the Pacific. And during this time, even over the next 6 and 7 months, you'll see a lot of different soldier groups go over to whether it be Micronesia or Japan or the Philippines or Australia to train with other countries and other militaries. And so what we did, the 9 of us formed with the 3 other Army Pacific bands in the Pacific, the 25th Infantry Division Band, the 8th Army Band in Korea, and the Army Japan Band. And we formed, for lack of a better term, the United States Army Pacific Combined Super Band. And there were just 70 of us.
Yeah.
But that made us the same size as the commensurate bands for the Japanese self-defense forces. Now, the thing that was different was not just the trip to Japan, which was very special to learn a new culture, but it was to train with another military. And so I think that one of the reasons that they have our U.S. Army members out into the Pacific is so that you get used to training with the other militaries, learning other cultures, nurturing and building those relationships. And so one of the big highlights was that not only did we get to serve alongside of people that we might have went to school with at the Army School of Music and to create a great product for the Japanese people, but it was the day that we went up to Camp Azaka and we started to get orders, but they were in Japanese, and we had to figure out how to adapt. Once the music started, that universal language really helped out. But when we had to figure out how to start to march and when to move as part of the production of their show, it's the largest show they had. It's at the Budokan Hall. Elvis has played there. Taylor Swift just played there.
Wow.
The Beatles have played there.
Ozzy Osbourne played there.
Everybody's played there. And so this is the Budokan Hall. It was their Japanese self-defense force marching festival, and we got to be a part of that this year. It's a tradition that we hope continues. But the benefit is that we got to train with other soldiers. We got to, as the Army says, train as you fight. So we got to train alongside our other soldiers, just like you get put alongside other units. And you get to train alongside your neighbors and your allies and learn to work with them in a professional manner. And when you get a culture, an Asian culture, you know, when you get into a European culture, it's sort of, it's more American.
Very similar.
It's very similar. And
yes.
So even though we're sort of fortunate on the West Coast side of things that we have a large, diverse Asian population that can help us understand a lot of things. But until you get immersed in that environment, it's very unusual. And so as an Army, to send soldiers forth to do those things, to learn and grow, those kind of cultural experiences are experiences that we'll have for a lifetime and that will help us understand how to do our job better should we be called to serve in a different way somewhere else.
From a musician's standpoint, did they have some interesting musical instruments that you had not seen or heard of, or is it all similar?
The big instruments, I mean, not only the scale of the music that they use is different with the kind of pentatonic scale that they use, but particularly Sergeant Padilla is on this cajon drum. Well, there they have this taiko drum, and they're of different sizes. And so you'll see them sometimes in the high schools in the States. I know down in Anchorage, Erica Nunoyo down at East Anchorage, she has a taiko drum club.
Yeah, at Lathrop here in Fairbanks, they do too. And we've done Alaska Live there, Herring, with the Lathrop taiko drum.
And so you have the small drums that are, and then you have drums that are the size of small sheds.
Yeah.
And so what was peculiar about it was you had over 270 Army musicians from the Japanese Self-Defense Force performing on these taiko drums. And the peculiar thing was they had the drums on the floor, but then they would break down and do cultural regional specialties of each section of Japan. And the whole Budokan would shake as they performed. And not, if you've seen taiko drums, they not only just play them, the choreography that goes with it is masterful. And it's really part of the experience that is unique to Japan.
I bet that was something to behold when you were there. Wow, that's amazing. And some of you were part of that group that went there, or all of you were part of that group?
We only took 9. I left the rock band back here so they could take care of other missions.
Yeah.
That was the peculiar thing. Next year, hopefully, as it develops, we'll be able to take different musicians for different things, because we had different missions we had to accomplish there. So we took the instruments that we needed to take care of the mission in Japan while we still took care of Veterans Day here, and we still took care of Veterans Day down in Anchorage. And so you still had to keep the musicians around so that you could do your job.
Yeah, I understand. Are there more songs that you've prepared for this nice little acoustic group? All right.
Is this going to be a holiday song, or is this going to be this is something we might play at a festival to celebrate someone or some people. And this is something I think that they just did recently for a women's equality event. On Fort Wainwright, because one of the big things, the Army is a big team, and we always take opportunities each month to highlight something, whether it be African American Heritage Month or Martin Luther King Day. And so this is one that they just did in November, I believe it was.
Made a wrong turn once or twice, dug my way out, blood and fire. Bad decisions, that's all right. Welcome to my silly life. Mistreated, misplaced, misunderstood, no way it's all good. It didn't slow me down. Mistaken, always second guessing, underestimated. Look, I'm still around. Pretty, pretty, pretty.
Pretty, pretty, please don't you ever, ever feel like you're
might be a first to have a Pink song on afternoon concert on Alaska Live on KUAC. That was wonderful.
No, thank you. That was a song that we used for Women's Equality. And so that was just a special way that we could empower people during that. And that's the fun thing about music. There's so many different ways that you can use music to express yourself.
I was thinking about, you know, the Army-Navy football game was recent, and you guys don't do that. You are more of a celebration ceremony, and, you know, you don't have competitions, right? Or do you go and, you know, drum and bugle corps fight it out on the field?
It's funny that you should actually pose that question, because when previously my previous assignment was with the 4th Infantry Division Band at Fort Carson, Colorado, we had the opportunity to augment the West Point Academy Band when Army was playing Air Force, and it was a huge event. There was All the big wigs were there, 4-star generals, 3-star generals, and it was a great experience because it kind of brought me back to when I went to college and I was playing in almost, you know, just like a marching band, and we almost, there was a sense of camaraderie and a sense of, you know, let's will our team to win. Granted, the Army has been through a bit of bad luck for the last 11 years but you know what? We were there, and we really took that experience in, and it was great.
As far as bands, though, you guys won. I mean, if there was a band competition, you guys won.
Oh, yeah, the Air Force band. Oh, yeah, definitely. Army band was great.
Yeah, yeah. And, well, hey, let's play out one last song, and welcome everyone to attend your concert tomorrow night. It's at Herring Auditorium at 7 o'clock.
That's right. Army Alaska wants to invite everyone in the community, a way to say thank you to each of you for your support of all our soldiers over this past time. And so tomorrow at 7 o'clock, the 18th, that's tomorrow night, no ticket is required. It's free. The parking has plug-ins.
Yeah.
And we're going to let you take home memories of your youth, take home new memories with your children and your family and your friends.
And I think you'll get out in time to listen to KUAC, The Messiah. You'll definitely be out in time from that show to hear at least the Hallelujah Chorus and the rest of The Messiah. Because that's starting tomorrow night at 7, too. All right. So what's the last song on the set list here?
Why do Blue Christmas?
Oh. Well, we wanted this one.
You can play two. Play two. No. Play both of them. Play both of them. We have time.
Keeping with the Christmas theme, how appropriate. Here comes Santa Claus.
Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus. Right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blitzen and all his reindeer pulling on the rain. Bells are Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for the boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle jangle, what a beautiful sight. Jump in bed and cover your head, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He doesn't care if you're rich or poor, he loves you just the same. Santa knows that we're God's children, that makes everything right. Fill your hearts with Christmas cheer, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He'll come around when the chimes ring out, it's Christmas morn again. Peace on earth, goodwill to men, Christmas morn again. Peace on earth will come to all, bring us come tonight.
Apparently the glare got my lyrics, so I'll...
If I still want to hear Blue Christmas, would you still do that one? Because I really like that song a lot, and you guys are so good. I don't want to let you go before you play Blue Christmas.
Come on, Elvis. We have that effect on everybody we play in front of, so we don't take offense.
We're very humble.
Yeah. This is KUAC 89.9 FM and KUAC HD Fairbanks. You're listening to Alaska Live. My guests today, the 9th Army Band.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't mean a thing, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white, but I'll have a blue, 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 blue Christmas. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't mean a thing, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. Christmas of white, but I'll have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
Thank you for all you do for the service members and for their families. And thanks for coming in and being my guest today on Alaska Live.
Thank you.
And today's guests were the 9th Army Band. And you can see the whole band on, well, all the ones that show up for the show. And that'll be 70 musicians, you said, right?
No, 40. Oh, 70 40. Was in Japan. This is just 40 here.
I get my numbers all confused.
We sound like 70.
Yes, you do.
Yes. Thunderous.
Thunderous. Tomorrow night at Herring Auditorium. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
KUAC's Alaska Live series of live music and conversation with local and visiting artists is provided by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier.